Hey, what is your strength? Somebody got it. Somebody got it. The joy of the Lord. Hello. Psalms 118:24 says, this is the day that the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. You know, these are busy times, violent times, evil times. And, you know, it's time for us to realize that, you know, we're going to face these things, but we've got to realize that this is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We're not talking about something in the past, the future. We're talking about today. Today. You know, and sometimes if we're not careful, we let all of the cares of life and everything that's going on around the world get in on top of us. And, you know, when God made this day, he planned it for you to be a blessed day. Amen. You know, a lot of people say, man, I mean today, like somebody said, man, I wish it was cooler. Somebody said, I wish it would quit raining. Or somebody said, I wish it would rain. Somebody might have said, today I'd like to have some relief. I wish to have more money. You know, I can't wait until the day comes that everything's going to be better. Well, what people fail to realize is that this is the Lord's day that you're living in, and he meant for you to rejoice and be glad in it, and it is a good day. You see, we don't look at the natural. We got to realize, we got to look at it how God looks at stuff. Okay? When God sees our day, he sees us enjoying the day from his perspective. How does he look at our day? Well, he looks at it as a day of victory. He looks at it as a day of provision. He looks at it as a day of healing. He looks at it as a day of comfort. He looks at our day as a day of peace. See, that's the way he sees it. See, we need to start seeing our day the way God sees it. And then living in it. See, he sees this as a day of rest. He sees it as a day of revelation. A day of favor. You ought to claim that every morning when you get up. You ought to claim favor. You know, he sees it as a day of deliverance. He says that a day that we're filled with the Spirit. Being led by, he sees it as a day that we've been led by the Spirit. He sees it as a day that his power is available to you. All the time. Now, whether you take advantage of it or not, it's up to you. But the power is available. He sees it as a day that his power is available. He sees it as a day of fellowship. Fellowship with him. Fellowship with your fellow man. He sees it a day of him moving and blessing our lives. That's the way he sees the day. God didn't, it says this is the day the Lord hath made, right? He didn't make any empty days. He didn't make any sad days. He didn't make any depressed days. He didn't make any hopeless days. Hey, now I'm preaching to you out of my own heart tonight because I've had to face this day. And some of you that saw my Facebook post, you know, I sat at the table in the house right there where Dad sat when he went home with the Lord, and I signed the papers to sell the house today. And then I've been putting together the Father's Day message about leaving a legacy. And of course, you know, those kind of things begin to do a number on you. But the joy of the Lord is my strength. This is His day. So I got to change how I'm looking at stuff. I got to change the way I'm feeling. How many understand where I'm coming from? Anybody understand where I'm coming from tonight? You see, we're living in the right time. Some people say, oh, if I could have lived in such and such a day, if I could have lived in the day when Jesus walked. Well, I tell you what, that'd been a good time, but I was just over there and I saw that. I like living here. We got air conditioning. When I baptized in the River Jordan, Bob, what'd they say it was that day? 112, I think they said, out there in that Judean desert. And it sure was nice to get in that cool water, even though it was muddy. Now, we went up to all the way up to Dan, where the Jordan starts up there. Man, it's really pretty clear, and it flows down. By the time it gets down there in that Judean desert. Now, they call it wilderness. When y'all hear, see the word in the Word of God says wilderness, we think of trees and so forth. Hey, it's sand. It's hot. It's dry. There's no shade trees. Except where there is maybe a little stream, a trickle of water. All right? But you see, somebody said, well, if I could have just lived such and such a time. No, you're living in the right time. This is your season. How do we know this is the right time for you? Because this is the day that the Lord made for you. Amen. This is your day, so it's the right time. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know, now, let's look here at Nehemiah. Nehemiah 8:10. Look at Nehemiah 8:10. Now, you got to remember that they had come back and they had built the wall, you know, and restored, had been restoring Jerusalem and so forth. We saw some of that wall that they built there. We saw that. And then here in 8:10, he says, now go and enjoy choice food, sweet drink, send some to those who don't have anything prepared. This day is sacred to our Lord. Do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Now they returned from exile, like I said, and they had all kinds of opposition to rebuild the wall there in Jerusalem and the temple. And now he's instructing them, don't be sad, but be joyful because the Lord is your strength. Now, it goes on down there in 8:12 and says that they went away to eat and drink, send portion of food to celebrate with great joy because they understood the words that had been made known to them. See, in the midst of their circumstance, he said, draw strength in this day and be joyful. Turn to your neighbor and say, be joyful. You see, this is telling us, rejoice in our day. Rejoice in the day that you're living in. You know? See, we got to understand that today, God is still the same God as he was back then. And he'll be the same God tomorrow. And the same the next day. And the next day. See, we got to realize and to say, today is the day that we've been redeemed. Amen. Today is the day that we are the righteousness of God in Christ. Amen. Today is the day that we've been accepted by Him and sealed by the Holy Spirit. Amen. See, I don't care whether anybody else accepts you or not. You've been accepted by God, and that's the most important thing. Amen. See, this is the day that we need to rejoice because we're heirs and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. This is the day that we have the authority of the name of Jesus. Amen. Remember, he told the disciples, he said, up to this time, I'm going to paraphrase it, our language. Up to this time, you hadn't asked anything in my name, but after I go away, he's telling them what he meant. Ask in my name and the Father will give it to you. Yes. In other words, what he was saying, in that day, you ask the Father in my name and it's the same as me asking him. Yes, sir. See? The Holy Spirit is within us. This is the day that greater is he that is in us than he that's in the world. Every day. See, I'm talking about today, but tomorrow when you get up, that's a day. And everything we talk about for today is for the next day. And then for the next day and for the next day, because it perpetuates itself. Philippians 4:4 says, rejoice in the Lord always. And I will say it again, rejoice. That's what Paul said. Now, this is the challenge that we have. You know, we have big meetings and we have our Sundays, but then we have our winter Bible and we have camp meeting and we have the ladies kindle the flame and we have the men's called arms, and we got all these special days. And if we're not careful, we get joyful during that time and then it wanes and we wait for the next meeting. No, it's every day. The Apostle Paul here is telling us, I believe, to cultivate a day or an attitude of joy. Now it says here, the joy of the Lord is our strength. The Apostle Paul says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, say rejoice. Joy, in one spot says, comes in the morning. Hello, that's the day. The new day, every morning's a new day. Joy comes in the morning.
That's right.
Hey, you see, we don't have to wait for special meetings and special days to have a great day. Because he said, every day is his day. And I've already told you all about all this stuff.
Every day, every day.
You know, you can partake of the Word of God every day. You can have the attitude of joy every day. Do you realize that you choose to be sad or joyful? Now, sadness may come, but you don't have to stay there. You don't have to live with it. You can make the choice to let it go. Depression may come, stuff may come along. You can wallow in it all you want to, or you can make the choice to rise up above it, because this is the day the Lord hath made. Anybody get anything out of this? We have to learn to have the attitude of joy in the midst of whatever we encounter.
Yes. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Whatever situation comes.
Yes.
Man, Mike, I got something on them glasses. I can't see very good, but I'll make it anyway. Now, why should we maintain an attitude of joy in the middle of trouble? Why? What gives us the ability to maintain an attitude of joy in the middle of trouble? Yeah, there's some, y'all getting some of it, those are all good answers, but you know the main answer is? Paul says these troubles are temporary. Because they're temporary. It's not a permanent situation, so you can rejoice and be glad. Hello? I want us to have an attitude of joy every day. I don't care what you feel like when you get up in the morning. You say, this is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice, and I'm going to be glad in it, and I'm going to have a great day. Amen. And my strength today comes because I am rejoicing in the Lord. Hello. Now let's go over into the New Testament. And this one's going to get you because we're going to James. And, we don't read James very often. James 1, 2. Consider it pure joy, my brothers, when you face trials of many kinds. Consider it pure joy. And it says the joy of the Lord is our strength. You know, because you know that testing your faith develops perseverance or endurance. Perseverance or endurance must finish its work so that we may be mature, complete, not lacking anything. Consider it joy. James is telling us, not just when good things happen. Amen. Not just when we're being blessed. Right. Not just when people treat you right. No, every day, at all times, no matter what happens, we have an attitude of joy. Yes. And that will give us strength from the Lord. Amen. You know, it's time that we get away from all this deal pickle sermons and sour attitudes and sad songs.
Amen.
You notice I didn't see any sad song that they sang up there tonight, did you? You know, some of them, they say the old country songs, you know, you lose your truck and your dog and everything else. And if you play the record backwards, you get your dog back and your truck back. But how many of you realize that there's a lot of people, they live in that kind of situation. You see, when you're living with the I can'ts, and it should have, would have, you know, if only, that hinders you from considering it pure joy. Come on. See, we got to learn to count joy no matter what we're going through. James tells us it develops our ability to persevere. But I like what it goes on and says. Then we become mature and complete, liking nothing.
Hallelujah.
So, if you stay in the attitude of joy, it looks to me like what he's saying here, you're going to end up mature and complete and not liking anything.
Hallelujah.
If you just consider it pure joy, no matter what happens, you'll become strengthened, mature, complete, and lacking nothing. I like that part, don't y'all? Turn to your neighbor and say, consider it pure joy.
Pure joy.
Now, I'm going to tell you what. It's easier said than done. Hello? I'm not really telling you anything that you probably hadn't heard somebody teach before, but I just want to stir up your pure minds, get you realizing, hey, this every day is the day that you have with God. And your joy, the joy that you demonstrate that day will give you the strength to carry on and to overcome or to be eaten up. Come on. You know? And sometimes we succumb to the natural, but we don't have to. We don't have to. It's up to us to count it all joy and then rejoice, because we know what the outcome is going to be. You see, our rejoicing comes because we know the outcome. We know the answer before the question's ever asked. I don't know what they got now, but when I was in school and we had our math book, you could look over, how many of you remember, you could look over in the back of the book and find the answer. But that didn't do you no good if you just went and found the answer and didn't do the problem. When that test day come, you was in trouble because you didn't have no book with an answer in it. See, that's why we need to consider it all joy. Because we know the answer before the question. All right, we're going to do a little spiritual exercise here. To help you get started every day with considering it pure joy. So I'm going to ask you some questions and you can answer, consider it pure joy. All right. What are we going to do if the body gets tired? What are we going to do if we find out we got fired? What are you going to do when the car don't start? Yeah. What are we going to do if Satan sends his fiery darts? What are you going to do if your wife don't understand you? What are you going to do if your husband doesn't understand you? What are we going to do if the neighbors is talking bad about us? What are you going to do when you feel sad? Because you know you're going to get glad. What are you going to do when the wind goes out of your sails? What are you going to do if all your efforts fail? Consider it pure joy, because you know as you follow God and trust Him that you're going to come out on the other side victorious. That's why you can consider it all joy, because you know this is not the final thing. This is simply a stumbling block that's trying to get me out of what God said I could have. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, lift your hands and shout praises to God right now. Father, we thank you that this is the day you have made. This is the day we can rejoice and be glad, knowing that you will bring us through to the other side to ultimate victory. Thank you, Father, for every day is your day. And we're going to look at today like you look at it and rejoice in it and be glad. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. Everybody stand. I got through about 5 minutes early, but that's all right, isn't it? Did you get anything tonight? That's good. How many got something out of this tonight? Glory to God. Let me tell you, the devil probably going to find out if you really believe what you've been talking about when you walk out that door, because that's the way he is. He likes to come at you hard to make you see if you really believe what you just got through saying you believe. But we just keep going anyway. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, glory to God. Hey, if you happen to be here and you don't know Jesus as your Savior, or you need to rededicate your life to God, or maybe you say, well, I go to church all the time, but I don't know whether I've ever accepted Christ or not. Well, you can see we got the guys here and the ladies over here. If y'all come down here, they'll pray with you, and you won't leave here like you can. In fact, if you need prayer for anything, Holy Spirit, somebody pray with you for healing, pray with you for anything. As we leave, come down here, and they will pray with you, and you'll be blessed and helped. Amen. Hey, connection team, find our first time guests and take them to that special place. We got a special gift we put together just for you. So, hey, go and get that special gift. You're going to like it. It's a nice gift. It's not just some little bitty something or another. It's a nice, nice gift. So come and grab a hold of it. And we're glad. Hey, and if you're looking for a church home, what we say, church? Yeah, just come on and join us. Now, remember all the announcements. Remember we need help for Rockets Over Rainbow, okay? Go and sign up. And all the other announcements that they made, turn around and shake hands with somebody and say, I'm going to rejoice in the Lord every day. You're dismissed. If you need prayer, come to the front right now. Come to the front right now. Sunday morning right here, 10 o'clock. Come expecting. Anybody know what Sunday is? Father's Day. Yeah. So you can come and hear me preach my message, creating a spiritual legacy, okay? God bless.